We got a problem there. We need David. We got a problem because there's this lofty Missy's flight. Okay. Oh, from the side flight left him. He saw him and he decided to go. And I probably got to go, right? We're gonna go very quickly. Unless you wanna come back tomorrow. We need one more person. Then we got our quarter. Okay. Yeah. Because this is BA land, right? And it's very difficult to they don't walk right now that you know we're vulnerable, right? The race and monitoring will come back. We finish the boat and the report is before you. Does anybody want to comment on the first four paragraphs? They're straightforward, right? They simply what the minister wrote for you. So let's go to paragraph 5. The committee notes the following concern. This is my worthiest point, right? Anybody wants to comment on the drafting?
Yeah,
I even do love friends. Okay. Okay. On the first page, bullet point 3. Okay, that's where we are. You fine with that? That's not. You said you agreed with that. Yeah. Okay. I've raised it with the minister and with the commissioner. I met the commissioner on the plane, and I raised it with him on Friday. Okay. He said, sorry. Yeah, good. And the second point is also Magosi's point about the hierarchy 5 points, right? Then the Parliamentary Budget Office, which is a new point, noted that the effective person has been declined, and the therefore some proof to increasing these as proposed in the poll. However, the rational solution is mechanism rather than in addition to increasing corporate tax is unclear, while raising corporate tax rates may discourage investment, increasing personal money to reduce household demand and business. Fine, I think that's fine, unless anybody, this is Sean and Dumasani's input. Then can we put this to the vote? Move up, please. And a second there. No, sorry, you win. Sorry, you deserve, yeah, we know that. We've got minimum meetings, right? It'll be very fast. Minimum meeting of 10 March, any comments? Move up, please. And a second there. Okay, good. Minutes of 11 March, move up, and a second there. Thanks, Marcosi. Thank you, David. Meeting of the 17th of March? Meeting of the hands. Marcosi says the women after meeting. She always does comments, who are not members of full-time members. She's the one, right, that holds up the seating. That's why we sit here all on Sunday afternoon. We're sitting here on Christmas Day as well, and you were late. Okay, 24th of March? Move on. 18th of March? 17th we've done. 18th?
Yeah.
24th of March? Good. 25th of March?
Yeah.
Of course, you would have to go. 25th of March? Would you have reservation? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can we know that Makosi, what's the DA coming about? Makosi, by Friday morning to be tracking meeting comments. Thanks, I've got good. The report that you made on your finance oversight visit to the GSC to the South African Reserve Bank. Alright, so what we're going to do here, we have got a quorum problem. We're approving of the report in principle, but we would like you to just edit it without changing it substantially. So can we give you 48 hours to do that? Because it's our last meeting of the committee. Is that alright? Are we agreeing to that? Okay. Then I'd like to thank in particular the three comrades. I'd like to apologize for the members and how they behave, and the chairperson also on how he behaves. Okay. It's beyond his control, and the members too, they're beyond their control. But we thank you very much, and when the list process was surfacing in 2019, you could put on the TV that you came here today and you voted on 10 sets of amendments out of minutes, one report that you didn't understand, and one rate and one people. I really remind you that if the public has an outcry about taxes, we will tell them, well, actually we voted on it solely because the three of you were here. So they can answer over the three problems. And when they ask on our houses, we're going to make a mark on your houses, the three of you. Thank you very much. Thanks, Corinne. Now, let me see you. Yeah. You can go without voting anymore. Thank you so much, Corinne.
We voted in the House before the second quarter term ends of the year.
So I spoke to the Minister, what the DG of Treasury suggested, the DG said it could be voted yet, but neither us nor the NCOP is required to pass it now. What I will do is speak to the NCOP. I spoke to the programming chair,
yes,
Mr. Bengu, and told him we should put it on the first plenary day. So while we are here, do you want a debate on it or just a declaration? Because really, it's very technical. Sorry, Ben.
Thank you very much. I hope that my apologies not constrained to the forum because I was misbehaving, members of the committee. It was Julia forwarded. Chair, I think these are just thresholds. We still have to deal with the amendment to the taxation provision. So I think the taxation, usually that's where we spend most of the time debating. So my suggestion is that on this one we can just the statement and then pass it the amount to the declaration.
On the
tax of the number, yes.
Johnny, you don't have to say that about the speech. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bingo. Yeah. Well, neither are we. All of us fell in the same case now. Yeah. Okay, over to you. What do you want to leave? Yes, we finished the voting. You've been fired. We would like, I think all the committee, I think, agrees that we are very sorry that you are leaving. We thank you for... okay. Good point, Babasi, good one. Speaking English is you very well, by the way. Okay, Babasi, have you seen speaking English is you? Very good, speaking English is you. That's very good. Okay. So, we would like, on all serious notes, came back the attention of Alan, who's been very positive, this is a serious matter. David, we are really sorry you're going. I know you're going to think it's because you're softer than your previous colleagues.
No, it's because you are cooperative and you also make good points. You mean, what doesn't agree with them? And I think you're quite balanced, and I think you're the kindest of the opposition by plenty. Let me tell you, I personally, if you look at my background, even in some of what is called Marxian Marxist, you know, there's a clue of the notion of what Marxism is. And I have had the pleasure of engaging with the likes of Colin Hubner, Stuart Farrow, people who really tip into the spirit of the IOP. Quite frankly, you know, in our study group, we used to, on Mondays, I used to tell people, what would Peter say? We used to anticipate what Peter Smith would say. There's an outstanding, communism is like an outstanding member of the opposition. In fact, he influenced us to shape the municipal systems legislation. Enormous influence here. Partly because of his style. I mean, he was never reading. He would just come there and he would speak like Ringo Danda, who was familiar with never reading, but, and then he would just look at the thing in the engages. So what I'm saying is there are many of us, even in the current climate, that think to have a constructive opposition is necessary. You can only learn and grow if you are challenged. And so if you look at the staff that I appoint, I mean, I don't appoint staff in the committee. I've always looked for people who are different from me. Because how else do you grow? You don't want to grow with these stuff. I mean, in the ministry that I served, I look for people who really challenge me. So, and these people like Colin Higgins, enormous intellectual, really. Really, Stuart Farrell. Not to be proud, they won't pretend to compete. Peter Smith, ISP. But let me say also that I wish you well. I'm really glad that you're going. And we'll engage you for the cup. So thank you very much for your contribution to this committee. I don't think Dave wants to say anything.
No, I think you have said a mouthful on our behalf.
Quite a lot.
But it's totally speaking, I think it has been my pleasure to work with Honorable Rosser. I think where you go, it's more visual. But I know he's a man of details, you know. Yeah. He gets to the bottom of the matter, and I hope that ESCOM will give more answers to his questions. Thank you very much.
Okay, now on the program for the next quarter. When the Twin Peaks Bill comes, then that's going to be our main preoccupation for the second half of the year, as well as the budget adjustments to the annual report in our program shaped by the legislation. But on the first Tuesday we come back is the 21st. We're going to, as I said, at Sigrini, 7th, 4th, you know, the application. And then the next day we're going to be here in Cape Town. Okay? We're looking at the customs and next thing. I spoke to the commissioner Friday at the airport. And then on the bus we will go to Bella Bella. And then the next, we'll have a party there, and I will think she's free to be liberated. She go back and report to her constituency and stand for free mission. So apart from that, we will notify you during the next week or two about other aspects of the program once we hear from the Treasury. Do you think the 20th bill will be here in July? Is it?
Yes.
Very much so.
Yes, very much so.
So we'll have public hearings in the
week. After all those days, I'm told there's a full-week training program for cheer and whips and all that for a whole week. You know, about the countries. I don't know what they want to do all week for. You know, we'll have to do what elections they want us to do. Okay. Thank you all. See you next time. Oh, the fact is, you were going to take responsibility tomorrow and you decided not to put anything on the agenda. Okay. So let's keep this a big point.
Also, July there's also going to be the education laws amendment in as well.
When?
Mid-July. Because we're going to have to show public comment that it's a bigger bill in the first amendment. Yes.
I don't think I want something to applaud.
I thought you meant it. I didn't know you were saying it. You just said it, so I was doing it genuinely. When I do this, I think I'm
sorry?
Then I have no one. Then I have no one. You love
So I'll start checking.
Listen, I'm afraid that I'd just like to make a last comment, but I would also like to thank the Secretariat.
Excellent.
All the members.
What about CFP? What about CFP?
Yeah, well, we can thank everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,